In Isle of Wight news, a survey and petition opposing the building of 9,000 new homes on the Isle of Wight has attracted thousands of responses. Isle of Wight MP Bob Seeley opposes the element of the island planned which could see 9,000 homes built on the island in the next 15 years. In response, the island's MP launched a petition and survey to gauge local opinions and alternative views on the plan, which will determine the Isle of Wight Council's planning policy for years to come. Bob Seeley said, "I'm encouraged by the support the petition has gained already. The petition is a reaction to what islanders have been telling me. Yes, we need new homes, but these need to be for the island people and built in harmony with the island's environment." Glaring sun was a major factor behind the collision between Red Funnel's Red Falcon and the motor cruiser Phoenix, so much so that the crew didn't know they had collided with another boat, a Maritime Accident Investigation Branch report has found. On the afternoon of 29th September 2018, Red Falcon and the privately owned motor cruiser Phoenix collided just off Calshot in the Thorn Channel. Both vessels were heading for Cowes on the Isle of Wight. The collision between the two vessels saw Phoenix pinned against the ferry's bow for some 18 seconds, resulting in serious damage to the motor cruiser, which was later escorted into port by Cowes RNLI lifeboat Red Falcon. Red Falcon was not damaged. Finally, the post office has agreed to relocate Sandown Post Office to the Central Store on Avenue Road. The current premises at Albert Road, also run by Central, will no longer be available for post office use due to the expiry of the lease. As a result, the branch will close on Sunday, 31st of March at 5 p.m. Sandown Post Office will open at its new location on Friday, 12th of April at 1 p.m. The new store will boast a dedicated area with one screened and two open plan positions. This area will be open Monday to Saturday between 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. There will also be a low-screened modern post office till at the retail counter offering some post office products and service throughout the store's opening hours Monday to Sunday 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. so customers can access their post office when it's convenient. More local news in an hour. I'm Emma Moran.